All About Politics. President Obama is back from Asia on what was his first post-election trip, but things did not go exactly according to plan, especially with violence breaking out between Israel and Hamas, which caused the president to shift his focus to the Middle East, of course, and even send off Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to the region. Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico, was traveling with the president and joins us now. We had the Middle East, Josh. We had fiscal cliff dominating the discussion. Did things ever appear to be chaotic on the trip as the president tried to deal with so many issues at once?
Well, you know, John, they're chaotic to start out with because these trips are planned at such a blistering pace with the president just spending a few hours in each country. So if you add to that him being distracted by other foreign events that perhaps consume, say, half of his time, it does seem at certain points like we're just flitting from one subject to another and one place to another.
So what do we take away from this? Are there any major accomplishments that were made in Asia that maybe the administration feels are not getting enough attention after everything that's happened?
Well, I mean, they view his visit, the president's historic visit to Burma, also called Myanmar, it's the first time a U.S. president has been to that country, as a pretty dramatic breakthrough. It's not the largest country in the world or the most significant one, but it is one that has been sort of a reclusive pariah state for more than two decades now. And there really has been sort of a breakthrough there under the Obama administration, with that government easing up to the point where they felt that it was appropriate to go forward with a visit and have this very historic visit of the president to Aung San Suu Kyi, the dissident there who was locked up in her home under house arrest for more than 15 years.
Yeah, and the president had hoped to make some progress with China over longstanding economic issues, but that does not appear to have happened. Are we any closer to resolving some of those differences with China?
I don't think so. I think that kind of difficulty is going to linger in those relationships for a long time. It really is more than just one meeting that will require it. And also, China's going through a leadership transition right now. The president met with Wen Jiabao, the Chinese prime minister, but he'll be out in a few months, and a new president, Xi Jinping, is coming into power a few months from now. So if there is to be any resolution, it's going to have to wait until sometime next year.
And as we said, you were on this trip. Did it seem like the president wasn't getting maybe the adoration that he has expected, or at least just the admiration from fellow leaders around the world right now?
It's hard to say. I mean, you know, at the leader level, it's hard to read people. There certainly are some that seem very supportive and others that aren't. But at the public level, particularly on that trip to Burma, we had thousands of people in the street very excited to see a U.S. president in a country where public demonstrations are not permitted ordinarily. So he got some adulation. Whether he got it from his fellow leaders is hard to say. He clearly had a very chilly relationship with one of the leaders who was hosting one of the summits, President Hun Sen of Cambodia, who used to be a Khmer Rouge leader decades ago.
Yeah, and he certainly had plenty of other things on his plate, making all those late-night phone calls to deal with the situation in the Middle East as well. So, busy week for the president. Josh Gerstein, we appreciate you being with us. Josh Gerstein is the White House reporter for Politico.